This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, everybody, to the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Also, you can catch us on our network at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. And again, anything you want to know about Home Talk USA, Invent America, just go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. This is episode 1052 and counting. That's right, we got that big count off going on right now because trying to become the longest running independent home improvement radio program in the country. Wow, that's a big accomplishment. 1,052 episodes already. But I like to bring in my sidekick. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, welcome back. How you been this week?
I am fine. How are you?
Hanging in. It's getting close. You know, I know we're making them big preparations for the International Building Show coming up, in February, and it's getting close. We still got about, 5 months away, but hey, we like to plan early, don't we?
we have to. In order to pull it all together, we do have to start planning, you know, 9 months out, certainly for me, to get all my inventors lined up and you know, everybody knowing what to bring and what to do and what to say. So that's, you know, just a part of the planning that goes into, you know, so much for us is, you know, the planning of, you know, getting our inventors out there and helping them show off. But for the inventors, it is just really a whirlwind out there of information they have to weed through and mistakes that can get made. And so I feel for every one of them who calls us and it's like, you know, I wish I would have heard about you guys 5 months ago, 5 years ago. And it's like, here we are.
Yep. And I can save myself 30,000. Huh?
I know, right?
But okay, what are we going to talk about? What's on your mind this week? I know you want to talk about how inventors can really get drug into the hype of that pitch fest that you always like to say. And so let's talk about that a little bit and tell us about our guests we got planned.
I would love to. So many inventors say, well, I pitched here and I pitched there. And it's like when you chase the pitch, you're not focused on the product. You're just focused on the pitch and you chase the money. And for so many inventors, you can lose in the process because time is so critical to our inventors. And so what I want to be able to talk to is like, when do you pitch? Because there's a time. I mean, there's a place and there's a message you give, but we can give some guidelines and some steps. And so our guests today they're in, you know, a couple of different phases of learning their pitch. And then our industry expert is one that has to listen to the pitch. So he's going to fill us in, Mike Locker from Locker Innovations, on what he wants to hear.
It's kind of like reminding me of trying to get a job. But before you can go out and get a job, you have to do a resume. Well, when you do that resume, you want to make sure that you know how to do a resume, and there's certain criteria of that resume that you want. So that's kind of what we're going to do here. We're going to build up that resume, right? The correct resume to get the product on the market. Is that a good analogy?
It is. It's a very good analogy because you've got to look at who is your audience. So if you, you know, are an IT guy and you're going to pitch to, you know, a telephone company as opposed to pitching to a builder, you'd have a different set of, you know, facts that you were going to give, even though the core was the basic. So what I tell inventors is you need to address it to your audience. So is this a buyer or is this a team of people that are evaluating your message?
Yeah.
So when we look at that, it's a matter of you have to respect their time. I would say, you know, your first interview is 15 seconds long. What problem did you solve? How did you solve it? Did you use a registered patent attorney? And can we build it at a price the consumer will pay? 15 seconds. That's it.
Yep.
The next interview might be 15 minutes, and they will ask you the questions.
Yep, you hit that nail on the head. And it's about the whole body of work that we need to do, right?
Exactly. They don't want to know your life history.
Yeah.
And I'll get so many inventors, it's like, you know, all right, respect my time too. I don't need to know where you grew up and where you went to high school. I want to know what problem did you solve and how did you solve it?
Well, it's time is money. And
exactly.
We're just trying to eliminate the mistakes. And we're giving our inventors, we're giving our audience a blueprint is basically what we're doing.
Exactly. Yes, we are. Absolutely.
And I hate to say it, taking mistakes from other people and learning from them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then learn from them.
And, you know,
why would you think
I tell somebody, it's like, if you're presenting and you see the guy you're presenting to look at his watch, you're lost. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
When he looks at his watch. And
well,
when I'm a speaker at a group, they always say, did you want to present on screen? I said, no, I want to watch everybody. Because if they look at their watch or their phone while I'm talking, they're the ones that I ask the next question to.
You're right. That's right. Because at the end of the day, it's that's what it all boils down to.
Yep.
Well, it's a hell of a process from, you know, from the time you got to think that product, you have that idea, or not just that idea of thinking it, maybe you ran across a situation and you went out to a box store looking for it and ain't there. Nobody has developed it yet. Or maybe there's a technology that's already developed that you can make better. But you still got to think it. Then you have to put that on that piece of paper. And I know I keep saying it over and over, but you got to think it. And you got to put it on something. You got to write it down. You know?
Yes, you do.
You got to draw it out.
One of the things we do is when we're taking, you know, all of our inventors, our team of inventors to the National Hardware Show, I have a class with them before the show, and it says, these are the questions that you ask to gain someone's attention, and this is the information you give them, because you literally have 10 to 15 seconds at a trade show to address what's going on. Otherwise, their mind is already off walking away, even though they may be planted still in front of you, and once you lose their focus, that's it.
Well, the thing is, and I know I just talked about that. We got the International Building Show coming up in February. But the point I'm trying to make is that you never know who's going to walk in that booth. You never know who that is.
You never know.
Never know. All right, well, there's the music. Got to pay some bills. All right, and we're talking to, well, Rita Crompton. Me and Rita's just talking. We're just having a great chat. But we got a great, great show for you here on the Invent America segment of our show of Home Talk USA radio program, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. So we're going to have our first guest, first topic. Stay tuned right here. But please do us a favor. Check our Facebook out. Hit that like button. And when you hit that like button, let's tie in all that just so you can get all the education and information. Just Google Home Talk USA on Facebook and hit that like button, please. All right. We're going to be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. And a big thank you to Genesis Communication Network for giving us a home. And our next guest, as we talk about all of the inventors in America and talking to all of the potential inventors in America, our guest is Andy Markles. Now, I've known Andy for a couple of years, and when he says in his little description of himself here that even his children are inventors, yes, they are. I know that for a fact. I have seen some of those products. Andy Markles is a doctor at Ball State University. Very cool. Congratulations. And I would like you to tell us about Collar Keeper.
Sure. The Collar Keeper, it's a simple device that we invented. It clips onto any plastic clothes hanger, and it makes hanging collared shirts very easy because you no longer have to button the buttons to keep them on the hanger, and especially that top button that's really difficult sometimes for people to get to work. So you simply put the shirt on the hanger, and you slide the collar leaves into the clips of the Collar Keeper, and it keeps your collared shirt on the hanger. It also keeps your shirt, the collar leaves nice and pressed and crisp, and so you know have no more droopy collars that sometimes happen with collared shirts when they hang too long on hangers. And it works great for both button-down shirts and poloed shirts. That's the Collar Keeper.
Excellent, excellent. You went to the National Hardware Show with us a couple of years ago. You won the Retailer's Choice Award, which is a very coveted award. So congratulations. But you had a lot of chances to do, you know, the pitch, try some things that work, try some things that don't work. How did you learn what works in a pitch and what doesn't?
Well, definitely, I think trial and error is part of it. You know, the more you are out there and trying to talk about your invention, your device, and see if people kind of receive it. I mean, one thing on the radio, it's a little bit more difficult because you don't have any visuals to help people kind of understand what the product is and does. So just being out there practicing, we learned that, you know, you have to keep it short. It's like they call it an elevator pitch for a reason, is because you really only have a few seconds to convey the idea, what it does, how it works, and kind of who it helps, what the pain is for it. And so I think trial and error is a lot of it, getting it in front of a lot of different people and seeing what sort of feedback they give you. That's been helpful.
I agree. And I think, you know, when people tell me, well, I'm going to a pitch, I think it's really good to practice and then to take the feedback. And where I start getting, you know, a little itchy about somebody saying, well, I'm going to another pitch session and they've been to four or five. It's like you can either learn, you know, what to say to your audience, or you may, you know, maybe it's not working, and maybe it's the fact that it's the product. Sometimes you learn lessons the hard way. And so, you know, it's words, and you're exactly right, Rita. You know, the words make a difference, and practicing which words make sense. So where have you gone, and where have you practiced that 30-second message?
Well, we have gone to various pitch sort of competitions. We've been involved in business incubators and things like that for not only this product but other ones as well. And so I think being around sort of industry experts is very valuable. And also getting a diversity and variety of industry experts. So there's people that are maybe on the consumer side, the production side, the marketing side, all those different inputs. Those people kind of key in on different aspects of the product itself and then also the pitch that you're trying to convey to them. And so just getting a diversity of industry experts, and then also getting the layman, the people that, you know, just the general consumer that may know nothing about what you're trying to do, and pitching to them and seeing if they understand the idea or if they find it valuable or not. And then, like you said, that feedback is so important. If you're talking and you're trying to give your pitch and people's eyes are glazing over, it may be too long or it may be too detailed or some other sort of aspect that you have to kind of learn from people as you give your pitch.
Right. As a, you know, if I see somebody look at their watch, I know, you know, that's you know,
time to wrap it up. Yes.
That's for sure. But, you know, I think it's real different if you're pitching to, you know, somebody that's going to be a licensee versus a consumer group. Very different messages. Different questions are, they're expecting answers to different questions. And while, you know, what problem did you solve and how did you solve it are the first two, the next ones can end up being very different. You know, the consumer wants to know what's the price, but the, you know, the licensee only wants to know that it can be made at a price the consumer will pay. So those are kind of two different elements, and you have to realize the nuances.
Exactly, exactly, yep.
So what's your next step?
So the Color Keeper has just received its utility patent from the United States Patent Office, and it was a long process due to backed-up issues at the USPTO. So we finally got the utility patent issued, and we're very happy about that. The next step is we're approaching manufacturers because we'd really like to do a licensing deal to get this product produced and out in front of lots of consumers.
Excellent. Well, you know what? We have got two that we can send you to who are sponsors for our show, and I am sure that they would love to each give you some, you know, pricing and, you know, the time frames and exactly, you know, what you need to know. And if I haven't already sent those to you, Andy, let me do that. And, being able to get out there and, you know, do a short run for a lot of inventors is the key to a good licensing contract.
True.
When you're able to prove that somebody will buy it, makes a difference. Makes a big difference.
Exactly.
And,
right.
Filling some orders. So we want to be able to make sure that, you know, we're able to help you. And we're going to do some video here coming up in the next week or so, so that people can actually see you and see Color Keeper. And then we're going to say, if you want one of these, contact Andy because, you know, he's the inventor. And, you know, we want to get those products out there and help all of our inventors as much as we can. So, Andy, you will be hearing from me again to do some video and match it up with the radio show. Thank you so much for being with us today. We are grateful. And we are going to take a break. And now we've got our industry expert, Mike Locker with Locker Innovations, lined up to join us. And he's going to get some of that feedback that he is looking for from an inventor. So stay with us here on our GCN station and Invent America. Thank you so much.